Appreciate Brother Kenny. He mowed for us tonight. Neil took care of it last week, and it just shot up again since last Thursday. So appreciate Brother Kenny coming and taking care of that for us this afternoon and making things look good out there. And so that being said, if you have your Bibles tonight, you can turn with us to Psalm chapter 25. Psalm chapter 25 tonight. And we will be there momentarily. And as you are finding your place there in the book of Psalm, I want you to maybe recall a time in your life where you've ever had to hold somebody's hand in the dark. I remember years ago now when we were in Kansas, and one of the things they said when we moved to Kansas was that, oh, there will never be any tornadoes because our town is located in a valley. And then one night we got three in one night. And well, of course, the power went out and folks were without power. And one of the first things we had to do to guide people into the church was to get a flashlight to shine some light. But as we were doing that, you had people coming in and they were holding each other's hands throughout the darkness. And maybe they necessarily couldn't see where they were going. And maybe you couldn't see where you were going. But you knew as long as you held on to that hand, you felt safe. As long as you held on to that hand, you felt secure. And, you know, as we think about life tonight, life is a journey. Oftentimes, especially throughout Scripture, life is referred to as a race, that we are to run our race for Christ, and we are to run it well. But life is a journey, and through that journey, through that race, there is many valleys, there are many shadows, there are pits along the way, obstacles, everything that you can imagine throughout life's journey, you will find along the way. But throughout it all, there is also a hand. And oftentimes, there is that unseen hand. It's unseen by the human eye, but it is felt by the heart. It's a hand that is leading. It is a hand that is guiding. It is a hand that is protecting us all along the way. We sang it tonight in our opening hymn, "All the Way My Savior Leads Me." And that hand is the hand of God. I gave you a song sheet tonight. We're not going to sing it. We don't have the music for it, but it's an old one. And it's called "The Unseen Hand." And I want you to just look at it and look at the words there with me, if you would. And we'll look at the first three verses first, and then we'll really focus on the back on the chorus. But notice how the song goes. There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, this hand still leads where'er I go. His hand has led through shadows drear, and while it leads, I have no fear. I know 'twill lead me to that home where sin nor sorrow e'er can come. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story saved by grace. And there upon that golden strand, I'll praise him for his guiding hand. I'm holding to the unseen hand that guides me through this dreary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still holding to the unseen hand. I especially love that part in the chorus where it says, I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And tonight we're going to explore, just for a little bit, what exactly it means to trust that unseen hand here through the lens of Psalm 25, a psalm of David, a man after God's own heart, a man who the Bible tells us he knew what it meant to follow God even when he couldn't see the path in front of him. And so you're there tonight, Psalm chapter 25. Notice if you would, beginning at verse number 1 down through verse number 5. Psalm chapter 25, beginning at verse number 1, down through verse number 25. The Bible says this, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." For a few moments this evening, that's what we want to study, just for a few moments, the unseen hand. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we do thank you for this night and for your love and for your mercy and an opportunity that we have to again come and gather in your house in the middle of the week to sing your praises, to bring prayer needs before you, knowing, Lord, that you hear them, but more importantly than that, knowing that you answer them. And Lord, now as we open your word to study, we pray, Lord, you'd speak to hearts tonight and give us something that will encourage us throughout the rest of this week as we come into Sunday. And the Lord, help us just to trust in your ever-present, unseen, but guiding hand. And Lord, now for all that we'll do tonight, we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, the glory. Come down and meet with us in a special and real way. And for all that you'll do, we'll love you and thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so there's several things tonight I wanted to see about this unseen hand. And the first is this, the unseen hand of God provides. The unseen hand of God provides. Notice how David and what David pleads in verses 4 and 5. He says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." And you know, the simple truth of the matter tonight is this. We may not always see the way, but we have the unseen hand of God that is guiding us along the way. We might not be able to see even 5 feet in front of us, but we have a God that leads and guides the way when we can't see the way. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, you don't have to turn there, but the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." You see, sometimes we run into problems because we say we trust in the Lord, and maybe somewhere along the line we do trust in the Lord, but we don't take it that next step, do we? We don't trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. And when we don't trust in him with all of our hearts, all of a sudden we start to lean on our own understanding. And we start to lean on our own experiences and the way that we have seen things done and the way we've done things. And all of a sudden, instead of letting him direct our paths, all of a sudden we are trying to direct our paths ourselves. And every single time, that will just not work because we need him to direct our paths. And so we not tonight just need to trust in the Lord, but we need to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. And we need to not necessarily trust in our own understanding, but in all of our ways. Every single thing that we do, we need to acknowledge him. And if we acknowledge him, the Bible gives us this promise that he will direct our paths. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21, the Bible says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it." I'm thankful tonight that we have a God that as we're going through life's journey, we have a voice. And I believe the Bible refers to it as that Holy Spirit of God, that, you know, he's there with us each step of the way. And he says, okay, this is the way you need to go today. This is what you need to avoid today. And we have to make sure that we're listening and that we have open ears for that voice. You know, it would be like a blind child and they're holding their parents' hand to cross the street. Well, that child doesn't need to see the traffic, does he? No. All he needs to do is trust the one leading him. And the same is true with you and I tonight. We don't necessarily need to see the traffic, spiritually speaking. What we need to do is simply trust the unseen hand of God that he said he was going to provide for us. He was going to lead us. He was going to guide us. And all we need to do is trust him to keep that word. And he will do just that. He will keep that word. But not only tonight do we see the unseen hand of God provides, we see secondly tonight, the unseen hand of God protects. The unseen hand of God protects. Notice there, if you would, verses 2 and 3 of Psalm chapter 25. The Bible says, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. And we see here David, he cries out for this deliverance. He says, let not mine enemies triumph over me. And we have a promise tonight that God's hand is what shields us. And often in ways which we never even know or never even realize. Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8, the Bible says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. You know, I think about these verses here, and this is dealing, of course, with the enemies of God and the enemies that we face, but it also has to deal just with evil, that God will protect us from evil and from those things which would cause us harm. You know, how many of us, you know, Manny and I, we can attest to this. Sometimes, you know, we start out for a long trip. We start out for a long journey, you know, and we're driving and we get stuck in traffic somewhere. And what happens when we get stuck in traffic? We moan and we bellyache and we complain and we say, oh, we should have been there by now. And then somewhere along the line, we come up and we see that there was an accident or that there was something terrible that had happened. And well, if it hadn't been for that traffic jam, or if it hadn't been for running late, or if it hadn't been for, you know, you fill in the blank, and we just think, oh, it was just, you know, happenstance. But I firmly believe that those little things are God protecting his children from certain harm. And we see that that unseen hand of God protects us. And, you know, there are battles tonight that we never fight because the unseen hand of God has already fought them. Because the unseen hand of God has already not only fought them, but he's already won those battles. You know, it's like the soldier who didn't know that a sniper had him in his sights, but the bullet never came because God intervened. And so we see tonight that the unseen hand of God protects. The unseen hand of God protects. But then not only that, not only does he provide, not only does he protect, but then thirdly tonight we see the unseen hand of God pardons. The unseen hand of God pardons. Notice there, if you would, again, verse number 5. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. Notice what it says. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. The greatest demonstration we have tonight of God's unseen hand is his plan of salvation. And that's when he reached through and into a sinful old world through that cross of Calvary, through the cross of Christ, to offer us eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not only tonight does that unseen hand provide. And not only does it protect, but that unseen hand, it pardons. It gives us salvation. It saves us from our sin to give us eternal life, to be with God one day in heaven for all of eternity. But then fourthly and finally tonight, we see that this unseen hand has some principles. This unseen hand has some principles. You're there at Psalm chapter 25. Notice verse number 10. Psalm chapter 25 and verse number 10. The Bible says, "All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies." God's unseen hand, and this is where we have to realize it tonight, it never leads contrary to his word. It never leads contrary to scripture. You know, so many times I've heard people say, well, this is what God called me to do, or this is what God wants me to do, and they have no scripture, no Bible whatsoever to back it up. You know what I've learned a long time ago? It's not that God called them to it, it's just that they've already made up their mind that that's what they want to do. And they say, oh, well, this is God's calling. Listen tonight, God's calling on somebody's life, you will always have scripture to back that calling up. And when we walk with him, the Bible tells us that he leads us in mercy. And when we stumble, and in truth, when we need correction, he will correct us. The Bible says, he whom he loveth, he chasteneth. For those of you that had kids, when your kids were growing up, you know, you didn't just let them do whatever they wanted. No, you corrected them. You made sure when they were doing something they weren't supposed to, you made that right. You corrected them so that they wouldn't do it again. Because why? You loved them. And you didn't want them to go down the same path that maybe you went down. And the same thing is true with God tonight. He whom he loveth, he chasteneth. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. John 16, 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Tonight, yes, the hand of God, it provides, it protects, it pardons, but it also has some principles that goes along with it. And that hand of God will never lead contrary to his word. It will never lead contrary to the scriptures or to what he has said in his word. And so tonight we see that this unseen hand of God, it's always present. It guides us when we cannot see. It protects us when we do not know the danger. It leads us in mercy and in truth when we are lost or confused. And it saves us from sin and eternal separation from God for all of eternity. And just because tonight you can't see his hand does not mean that he isn't holding you and holding you close. I believe it was Charles Spurgeon who said, when you can't see his hand, you have to trust his heart. And we know tonight who our God is. You know, there are sometimes in our trials and tribulations, we can't see him. But we know that he's there. You know, I've often heard the illustration, and I've used the illustration myself. You know, when you were in school and the teacher gave you a test, did the teacher stand up there and try and teach the class, or did they just kind of, you know, bow out and they were quiet for the rest of the class so you could take the test, but they were still there? The same is true with God tonight. You know, when we're going through those testings, those trials, those tribulations, it may seem like he's not there, but I can guarantee you he is there every step of the way. You know, unfortunately today there are some that they've never trusted in this unseen hand of God through Jesus Christ. They've tried to walk life's road on their own, and all it's led them to was darkness, confusion, and fear. I hope tonight you can say you've trusted that hand, and that you still trust that hand. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There's a world out there that they need to take hold of the unseen hand. The hand that was nailed to the cross for their sins. And then for us as Christians tonight, perhaps you're here and you're still trying to see the path before you move. Perhaps tonight you're here and you're paralyzed by fear because you can't see what's next. I'm here to tell you tonight that it's time to trust that unseen hand again. Surrender your plans. Surrender your way. Walk by faith, not by sight. Let God guide you into deeper truth and renewed strength. And if you need to remember that chorus, I'm trusting to the unseen hand. And when you remember it, when you maybe even sing it, don't just sing it, don't just read it, don't just look at it, but mean it. And not just with your voice, but with your life. That with your life, you will trust to the unseen hand. Let's pray.